So how much longer we got in theory?
Well, it's not even in theory, it's an actuality. I'm having a planned C-section, so I got 6 days, Bo.
All right.
6 days, Sade. Unless, of course, he tries to come early, but I hope not.
Yeah, that would
welcome
be
to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitar. We got a baby on the way. Katie Nolan is late. That's Bomani Jones. He'll be with us in a second. L. Duncan going to add to the family in 6 days. That's very exciting. Let's get started.
Will you start convincing yourself that the Patriots are good again if they beat the Rams?
All right, this is the part of the question that I'd like to marvel at because I think it's fairly amazing. This company and our distinguished panelists, we spend a lot of time analyzing football, telling you what we think about football. It is an extraordinary thing that is all over the televised landscape, trying to understand what we're watching and put a value on it. We have offensive greatness in that league that we can all recognize, whether it's McVay with the Rams or whether it's Andy Reid. But what Bill Belichick just did to Justin Herbert, for all of that analysis, ain't a person at this network or anywhere else that can explain to you how it is that he does that thing and then predict that he's going to do that thing on defense. He's the only coach in the league that does it that way, and I just want to marvel at it. The fact that it doesn't matter that they've been hit by COVID like no other team in the league. It doesn't matter that Tom Brady is gone. You still know that that dude can put a 13-3 on McVay in a Super Bowl because he just knows things about the sport that the rest of us, including the peers in that league, do not know.
Well, that's where it's going to get interesting in this game is that Belichick has been able to cook Sean McVay, right? Like, we don't quite talk about him the same way in the genius category that we used to, but that's still a pretty sharp dude, and Bill Belichick has had his number up until this point. Now, I don't think the Patriots are good. I've watched them play a lot this year, and that has told me that they are not a good team per se, but he has done a monster job coaching, Belichick has. And Cam Newton has been interesting in the fact that I think that foot has made it to a point where he just can't be a capable passer in the NFL. So Belichick has basically jumped in the time machine and said, we're going to line up in the eye and we are going to batter you. And Cam Newton's going to have double-digit rushing touchdowns because that is something that he is able to do. So he's not going to be able to convince me that they are good, but Belichick has definitely convinced me that he is as good as he has ever been.
It's funny because at the beginning of the season when Tom, you know, left in the offseason, everybody was like, this is going to be when we find out if it was all about Tom or if it was all because of Bill. And then there were people that were like, but Bill's situation is going to be so different. He's got Cam Newton, who's so different in play style from how Tom Brady plays. There was a bunch of guys, like you said, Dan, that we forget opted out from the season at the beginning of it because of COVID. They're just missing a lot of people. And yet, Bill Belichick has done exactly what people thought he would do this season, which is remind people that he is an incredible coach, even when not given all of the weapons that he needs. I think we're still good. I said we on sports TV.
No,
they're not bad.
No,
look, the thing that's been fascinating for me has been like not assuming you're going to win every game. Looking at the end of our schedule, seeing that it's the Jets, why am I doing this? I'm being the worst,
yes,
stereotypical
villain. You are 500.
As a member, Dan, if you'll please, as a member of the Patriots, looking at our schedule, seeing that we have the Bills, the Dolphins, teams that we used to be like, this is going to be fine, and now that's a challenge. Well, we as a team are starting to get a little nervous, but I think we have a lot of confidence in our coach, Bill Belichick, a man who I know personally, as I'm a member of the team. And so I think we're good.
No, I don't think you guys are that good. I don't think that a result tonight has anything to do with a measuring stick for Bill Belichick, because I do think it has been a good season for him. And as much as I hate acknowledging or giving any credit to Josh McDaniels, like, the offense has been quite interesting, because despite the fact that Cam Newton threw for, 69 yards last week and they still put up 45 points, they're actually a better offense, more efficient than they were last year with Tom Brady. But I do think this has become sort of to Bo's point about whether Cam Newton can even just manage a game with his arm, because this is the same indictment that we give Lamar Jackson. So all of a sudden, it's okay for Cam Newton, and maybe potentially there'll be a surprising playoff team, but he is the exact same person as Lamar Jackson, except like 10 years older and more banged up. I would take Lamar Jackson and his inability to throw the ball with that Baltimore defense over whatever the Patriots are bringing. So, no, it is a little bit Bill Belichick, but it's also Josh McDaniels doing what he is known for, getting incredibly creative with an offense that has a lot of issues on it.
We hear you, Al, and we are taking what you say into consideration in our team meetings.
He's awful. I'm sorry. Jared Goff's so
I know.
Bad.
It's like you don't want to say it, right? But it's not great.
He's not good. You know who he is? He's like, had you guys ever, you know what Bean Boozled is? Like the jelly bean bag where like you never know which jelly bean you're going to get. It could be marshmallow or diaper because they look exactly the same and you don't know if you bite into it.
Yes.
That's what he is.
Really? That's what Jared Goff is. He's a diaper. It might taste like jelly bean. It might taste nice, but it might taste like diaper.
100%. You could get marshmallow or diaper and you have absolutely no idea till you're already fully committed. And by then you're effed.
The Bucks and Heat are now on James Harden's list of preferred destinations. Should either team go all in and trade for him?
Oh, look at James Harden realizing it's a little harder to get traded when you'll only go to one place, and that one place might not even want you. So he has now added Milwaukee and Miami to the list of teams that he will be willing to be traded to. Now, it's interesting because Miami kind of feels attached to some of their young guys, not so inclined to give them up. On the other hand, the folks in Milwaukee, not so pleased with Harden because he poked fun at Giannis that one time. And I mean, does Giannis want to play with James Harden? Because it ain't like he hadn't been poking fun at him on the other direction. The problem to me becomes, if you bring James Harden onto your team, does James Harden know how to coexist on a team that is not entirely centered around James Harden? In theory, it could work in Miami because nobody is ever going to be bigger than what that culture is there. But what's the point of getting James Harden if you don't turn everything over to James Harden? In Milwaukee, this one's simple. If getting James Harden makes Giannis sign, you get James Harden. I just don't feel like that's going to be the end result.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with the Heat thing because it feels like, and I don't know, Dan's the Heat expert here, but it feels like part of what made the Heat so good, or at least sort of part of what their DNA is sort of team ball, right? Sharing the ball, team first attitude, veteran leadership. That doesn't exactly sound like the Harden way to me. More so whether he goes to the Bucks or, because I don't think that that's enough to keep Giannis in place either, is can these teams even make that happen? Like, they're not flush with cash. I think both of these teams are hard cap. Miami just signed Bam to a max deal. They're trying to work on a super max deal. Are the Bucks for Giannis? So it feels like one of those situations where you'd have to give away entirely too much. And as my grandma would say, why throw out the cow with the milk? I don't know what that had to do with anything. And I'm not really sure why I went there. I was looking for a close. Could you see me in real time working on it?
Yeah, I could see you struggling.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Sticking the landings is the hardest part about this show. Sorry, Dad.
I didn't shrug it.
It's all right. No, she did not stick the landing. Regardless, we'll keep it moving and we'll do it gracefully as we always do around here in a really amateur fashion. So Pat Riley, winning championships across 6 decades. Always bets on Pat Riley. So all the questions you have are fair questions. I would assume that that's not a culture fit either to bring in pot-bellied strip club guy into Miami and say, here are the keys to the kingdom. That seems dangerous to me. But this team will take whatever pieces you give it and try to figure it out. And Pat Riley wins with stars. So Giannis is option A. But Bam, Jimmy Butler, and James Harden, as the window on Pat Riley's mortality and immortality in this sport closes, that would be pretty appetizing to have that to figure out, because you got to get the stars. You got to try to get the stars. We could question it all we want. I understand. But this team will do what it can with whatever pieces they have. You just saw it. You just saw it in the finals, beaten by LeBron because LeBron has Anthony Davis. But how do you combat that? More stars.
Can I just say to all of the exhausted James Harden defenders out there, like, I see you and I see the position that you are being put in at this point where you're like, you've been standing up for a guy that everyone's like, I don't like the way he plays. I don't like, oh, he's traveling when he steps back, blah, 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 blah. There have been people who have passionately defended him only for him to then just not show up to practice, to go to, please correct me if I'm using the wrong baby, Duh Baby's party.
Lil Baby.
I do this a lot. Yeah. Lil Baby's party in Atlanta and then to Vegas, just flying around, no mask, not a care in the world. It really sucks when you defend a guy who seems like he needs to be defended, who then reminds you that no, he doesn't need you or anybody but himself and his famous fans. That has to be very frustrating, especially at a time when you are stuck in your house and or wearing a mask when you go to the grocery store. So I just want the people who've defended James Harden over the years to know that I see you, I hear you, and I hope this works out in a way that feels amicable to you.
Most James Harden defenders are numbers dorks that don't leave the house that much anyway. Ain't nothing changed.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show,
Giannis, when talking about the Bucks, a team he does play for, said they.
That's
I'm
right.
Just saying.
That's true.
Highly Questionable is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. What do Giannis's comments yesterday tell you about his relationship status with the Bucks?
LeBron James is Times Man of the Year because over the last 10 years of player empowerment, he has birthed this thing that gives these players this unbelievable power over these franchises. There is no right way to make an exit. Even if you say the right things the way that Kyrie Irving did publicly, you may be out anyway. No one has figured out how to do this right, not with a television show, not with a Carmelo Anthony answering every question along the way and still looking like a jerk for doing what happened to the Knicks. What he did yesterday is be totally non-committal. He can put an end to all the noise by saying something firm. He did not do that, not with his pronoun use, not with mentioning his agent, not with saying, hey, this is where I want to be, period. He finds himself in a non-committal situation, and any noise that's around him should scare Milwaukee because he's inviting it when he's non-committal.
If he hasn't signed now, chances are he is not going to. When you start thinking about superstars that have come to this point where they get into that last year of the contract and they keep the thing going, how many of them actually wind up staying? I struggle to think of those at the top of my head that are of the level of a player such as Giannis. So to me, the reason he doesn't say anything right now is because there's nothing to say that can't be said by signing an extension for like 40-something million dollars a year. Like, that's where you make your statement, is on that piece of paper. He has not made that statement on that piece of paper. So I kind of feel for him in a sense where we're asking questions and there's really nothing to say unless he's going to say, I signed the contract this morning.
Yeah, there is no benefit to saying I'm going to stay if you're not also signing the contract. And we saw that with Kyrie in Boston, who was like, I'm not going anywhere. And then he went somewhere. Like, it's just, there is no win to using your words to say something that you could say with your actions by signing a piece of paper. I'll also say, anytime you invoke your agent, it is your agent's job, technically, to worry about that stuff so that you can focus on what you need to do. So hearing him, who's what, Giannis is 26, hearing him say, like, I'm letting my agents worry about that so that I can focus on basketball, is not particularly groundbreaking to me. It sounds like somebody who doesn't want to have to think about the weight of a decision like that, knows a bunch of people are waiting for him to make it. He's hoping he can defer that to his agent. They can get all the possible information and then they can advise him on what he should do. Because that's how, when you're 26, you think an agent works. You might learn differently as you get older, but right now he's like, the agent does the agenting and I do the basketball. And so, like Bo said, I don't think we're going to know anything until the thing is done.
I think we do. So as you all know, there is this huge tell when it comes to what we do, right? If you ask an analyst or a sports personality a question that they don't really feel strongly about, they just start like naming the roster. You know what I mean? What are you looking forward to for the Chiefs this weekend? I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Andy Reid. I'm looking at Travis Kelce. That's exactly what he did. He just started naming the roster. Like, we have a Drew Holiday. There's a Bobby Portis. Something named a Bryn Forbes. He was completely noncommittal because I don't think he has an opinion on this at all. You know, for the last year or so, we've been asking this question, is he going to stay in Milwaukee? And I keep hearing people sort of lean on this idea that publicly he's very affectionate about his adoration for Milwaukee, the franchise, the people of Milwaukee. And I think that's just absolutely ridiculous to think that he is going to necessarily stay in a place like that, considering who Giannis has been and is becoming. Giannis has an opportunity to branch out and have many ventures in his career, a la LeBron James. And you do have to wonder, especially when it comes to someone like Milwaukee, is he going to pull a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, someone who was wildly successful there, and then figure it out towards the end, like, listen, culturally, this is not a fit and I need to go somewhere else. And I do wonder if the same thing's going to face Giannis down the road, more so than Supermax deals or bird rights or how much more money they can offer. Does he feel like he can be in a city and make a bigger culture impact than doing it with Milwaukee?
It's also worth mentioning, and I really don't want to go back to it because I think I embarrassed myself in the first question, but we noticed that I said we in reference to the Patriots. Haha, very funny. Giannis, when talking about the Bucks, a team he does play for, said they.
That's
I'm
right.
Just saying.
That's true.
And I don't want to, you know, start too many rumors, but I feel like he would use we on Miami. I think he would use we when talking about Miami, they when talking about the Bucks.
Highly Questionable is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. Do you question if this is a good pitch, man?
Very rarely is there a story on Highly Questionable that I feel qualified to be the one to present it to you, audience. And here we are on a Thursday. We go to the Chargers. There's an offensive lineman on the team named Forrest Lamp. He has entered into a partnership with a company that maybe isn't traditional for an athlete. It's a lamp company, Lamps Plus specifically, and he has now released his signature lamp, which is this, the Forest Sequoia.
Yes.
I think it's bad. I feel bad saying that because it's my first signature lamp and I don't really know what I'm looking for, but I didn't know that you could make a basket a lampshade. That seems like, to my generation, a fire hazard. But I guess like LEDs and stuff now, you can just put wood near a burning flame. Either way, I'm certainly intrigued.
Yeah, I'm not intrigued because I don't feel like there's a perfect pitch person anymore for anything. Like, if your name is Jake Butt and you're a tight end and you can't get some kind of butt endorsement, then what is this world coming to? Do you know who doesn't call me? The donut people. My last name is Duncan. Oh, wow. I feel like sometimes it's so easy that they just can't see the forest through the trees, which is coincidentally what that dude used to make that stupid lamp.
I'm just saying that if you pick out your lamp because that dude recommended it, chances are the other lamp you were going to pick out was probably going to be hideous anyway. I would also say to him, and looking at some of the pictures that he had, there was one, it looked like he had a flannel shirt. It was kind of light colored, you know, the squares, all of that stuff. And I just want to let him know, you can wash those things in cold water and you won't have that problem. A little snug.
We got $200 around to buy one of those lamps because Forrest Lamp isn't getting into the lamp game cheap. No, he's getting into the lamp game on the high end with his basket upside down over there, fire hazard.
But why was the direction given to him clearly? Act like you're dating this lamp. It's just a very weird vibe. The one where he's pointing at it, the one where he's like sitting next to
it
on the couch.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, they're their teammates. Wait, that's his girlfriend.
That
lamp's his girlfriend.
Streaming on TLC. I love a mama's boy.
Let's go.
Okay, this has been unpleasant. It's been hard to watch here. I do want to excuse Elle Duncan for not respecting the games around here. She went CC very intrigued on Do You Question. That's a bit blasphemous. She's 6 days from having a baby.
It's my fault. I did say
we're going to forgive all of it. I don't know what Katie's excuse is. Let's check in, though, with these very, very sad mama's boys.
I still feel like you aren't listening to what I'm saying. Lady Liberty is here. Oh my God.
What's happening?
Why are you wearing that?
Guess where you're going for your birthday? To the Big Apple, baby.
We're going to New York for your birthday.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yay!
We?
All of us.
Your mom is coming with us? Oh my God.
It'll be fun.
Come on, babe.
I don't watch television to be deeply uncomfortable. I really don't. I don't think there's anything we air around here that consistently makes me as squeamish as these videos with these weirdos. Elle, are you intrigued?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm about to have a boy, and me and my husband were watching TLC, which is what this show is going to be on. And I was telling my husband randomly about how there's such a delicate balance between raising a boy that loves his mama, which is what I want, and raising, like, you know, Bates Motel, raising his kid. Mm-hmm. And then that commercial came on and it felt like the universe being like, you need to back up because this isn't cute or adorable. And I want to know, Dan, Monty, I'm sure you guys love your moms. Like, how do you make it happen to where it's like not creepy, but like, your son,
I don't think I've succeeded, actually. Bomani has succeeded. I don't think I have.
Props to Dan for that self-awareness and recognizing that he is probably not the best person to answer that question. And I don't know how it is that you fight this because luckily my mom's not like that. We never had to do this.
Katie, how about you? Are you intrigued by this?
Yes, I'm intrigued. And I will offer as a potential solution that it's boundaries. It lies in boundaries of, like, when the kid is old enough, setting boundaries with his mom that she can't overreach into a relationship. I've called being a mama's boy a red flag, and I just want to say publicly on this platform that that's just a specific type of mama's boy, because I date a man who takes care financially of his mom and his grandma and isn't a mama's boy. It's very hard, but boundaries.
Yeah, y'all keep talking about this delicate balance like that woman didn't show up in there dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
That,
ain't no delicate
that
balance.
Son has never
being
once,
on any, this
that
isn't
son
about,
has
this
never
way
told
past
his mom
boundaries.
To stop. He's never told her to stop once. So now she thinks Katie, that she should announce that kind of stuff dressed as the Statue of Liberty.
Katie Nolan, you can find her sports with a question mark. Bomani Jones, The Right Time with Bomani Jones. And Elle Duncan, about to have a baby, Sports Center. Congratulations. Happy for you, Elle.
Yay.
Thank you.
I did my hair today.
You look great.
Thank you so much.
It's your holiday look.
Wearing a Wrangler sweatshirt.
I'm wearing a shirt that's so small, my belly is like completely out of the bottom.
Oh, I have PJ pants on.
Yeah. Fantastic.